This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today we're going to look at another virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that will make me loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the virtue of sabr, being patient. Inna Allaha yuhibbu sabirin. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah verily, Allah loves those who are in constant virtue or habit of character of being patient. And what is patient? Patient in general, originally sabr, comes from a plant called sabbar, which is basically cactus, a plant that looks very tough from the outside, very bitter when you first bite, but then becomes very sweet. So what is it? It's basically, linguistically, I am control. I am withholding. Islamically, I am withholding my reactions, my words, my tongue, my heart, my body. I am withholding it. When I am faced with a state of adversity, something happened around me that I don't like it. It's painful. It's not pleasant. I don't want to do that. I need to practice patience. It's a very highly virtuous act. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran more than 90 times in many forms and ways. And the one we are talking about is Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those who are always in a state of sabr, being patient. So what is it? Where do I need to be patient? So here I am. Ramadan itself is the number one month I need to be patient, because I am putting myself willingly in a state that it is not used to it. I am usually used to eat and drink whenever I want, or at least two or three times a day. Ramadan comes in and I am holding myself that I'm not going to eat from this time to this time. This needs sabr. This needs to be patient. And I am doing it. That's why they say as-sawm nisf as-sabr, fasting is half patient. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We all can say we are already practicing being patient. Then comes into the patience in my life other than fasting. There is patience, and that's how actually scholars divide it. There is patience to be obedient to Allah. And there is patience to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And there is patience when I am exposed, or when I am facing calamity, or I'm facing adversity. These are three. So in practicality today, I need to be patient. And I'm actually patient because I'm fasting. I'm withholding. I want to go and drink water. I want to go and eat, but I am holding it because that's please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I normally, or maybe I'm faced with something, I like to look at it, but that something is not pleasing to Allah. I am holding. I'm going to say, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to lower my gaze. I am practicing patience. And then I am faced with something I don't like. Simple. I am cooking, preparing iftar, and then subhanallah, it get burned. I need to say, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Allah decree, and whatever Allah decree will happen. And I'm not going to complain. I don't like it, but I'm not going to complain. And if I can't do it, I'm going to say, Ya Allah, please help me to do this. Or for example, I'm spending my private time with Allah. I have this 10, 15 minutes, and then someone in the house comes and mom gives me this, or can you answer this? And then I get unhappy. I get upset. I want my time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, I need to practice patience. My response will be, can we do this later on? Can it wait? Without being upset. Easy said, not easy done. What helps me to do that? Couple of things. Number one, remember Allah is a sabur. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sabur, the patient. So when I want to practice patience, I'm going to turn to Him in my supplication. And I'm going to say, Ya sabur, sabburni. Ya Allah, you are the one who is the patient. Give me this virtue. Show me, teach me, and help me to practice it. Number two, I remember a verse in the Quran. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, those who practice patience, they will be rewarded with a reward that is not counted, unaccountable. everything in our deen is 1 times 10. Al-hasana bi'asharati amthaliha. I do a good deed, I get 10. Except patient. Except patient is unaccounted for. And also it's said that patient is half of faith. It's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Half of iman, half of faith is being patient. I need to be patient. Meaning, I'm going to turn to Allah and says, Ya Allah, make me go through this difficult time without complaining, with looking and reminding myself that you are the wise, Al-Hakim. You are Ar-Rahman, you are the merciful. Anta Ar-Razzaq, you are the one who gives sustenance. Help me to go through this. The more I practice this by teaching myself, the more natural I will become patient. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Innama sabru bit-tasabbur. Becoming patient is by practicing it. Let's practice it. I'll fail. But remember what we learned so far. Doing good, Allah loves those al-muhsineen. Then I am going to fail probably. Then Allah yuhibbul tawabeen. He loves those who repent and goes back to Him. And Allah loves al-muttaqeen, those who are Allah conscious all the time. These three will help me to be patient because I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I am not patient, I remember those and this will help me. Look at the three things in your day today that you were tested as an individual, you're tested with the people around you, you were tested with an act of obedience to Allah, or you were tested with an act of disobedience to Allah. And let's see how much you can practice patience. Remember, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily those who practice patience, who are in a constant state of patience, they will be rewarded, unaccounted for. Think of the reward. Think of the day of judgment. Think of your book in the hereafter. And then when it is open, you will find all these rewards. Patience becomes easy. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan.